Whether it's morning, noon, or night, you've tuned into the podcast that you need in your life. I'm your host, Mo, and welcome to the Mean Girls 1821 Experience. But you know it as a podcast where we mean what we say, say what we mean, and we do it all within 3 to 5 minutes-ish. The ish was ishing last week, but you know, I had some points. Nevertheless, we understand that one man plants, another waters, and God does the increasing. So child, relax, because the increase ain't your job. Amen? Amen. Nevertheless, you know the deal, you know the drill. Let's honor ourselves. I ask every week, or I say this really every week, has life been lifing? Because it always seems to be wars and rumors of wars. I'm trying to tell you the world is going crazy, but we are above the ground and we're not beneath it. And for that, we have a reason to have gratitude. The premise of this podcast is truth. So each and every Friday via my YouTube channel and or using your podcast app, I'm going to encourage you to do three things. First one, show up fully, because those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind. To walk with integrity, and last but not least, to reflect, because beloved, sometimes the issue is you. So without further ado, let's begin today's 95th episode. I'm at 95, y'all. Whoop, whoop. Five more to 100 is crazy. All right, let's begin today's episode. Sean Rock, better known as Krishan Malone, that's her government name, is a pretty controversial figure. I know a lot of young people look up to her and her music and her very public life. After doing some research, she actually was born in Maryland. She's a 22-year-old rapper. Most of you guys recognize her from The Missing Front Tooth, but also the tattoo of the father of her unborn child. What's that child's name? What is it? Blueface. And it's tatted on her neck. She's been quoted saying that she's been trying to get it removed, but she's so attached to it. But before I go into the lessons we can learn from this young lady, let me just say that I just really like her. And I know that sometimes public figures who have arguably troubling behaviors are people that we're supposed to have some level of disdain for. I don't know why, and I have no intention of trying to make anybody feel better about why I like this young lady, but I do, because I think there's something about her that's very pure and genuine. And just because seemingly she's lost her way, it doesn't mean that she doesn't have something to offer. There are many figures in the Bible who have lost their way, but an encounter with Jesus, the trajectory of their lives have changed. Shoot, that's many of our testimonies. And so a little bit about her. She's born in Maryland. Her actual name is Krishan Malone. She is one of 12 siblings. She's actually a phenomenal track star, I think, at Santa Monica College, until she dropped out and got involved with Blueface. And a lot of the things that we know about her, unfortunately, are traumatic. She grew up watching her mom be abused. She's experienced abuse. I believe she's observed drug use. And in turn, she's also been in a very public abusive relationship as the abused person and the abuser. You've seen a lot of substance abuse and evidence of that. And so when I look at her, and she's now with her first child, she said, and I quote, and I'll put it up here, "The next I show y'all finna be the I marry. I love my space. I love my peace. I love me. I'm not pressed to show if I moved on. I'm excited to show my growth in new blessings." And so a couple of lessons that we can learn from this young lady, and this is especially for my younger sisters, but also people in general. Number one, healing matters. And what I mean by heal, I don't mean just move on. Here's why. For someone like Krishan, who was one of 12 children, who's experienced homelessness, who's experienced her mother be disrespected, and I'm presuming some drug use, you start to view that as normal, right? It's always interesting when you watch these documentaries about manipulators, abusers, and offenders. Oftentimes, their background consists of them being victims of manipulation and abuse, because one thing that trauma does is it teaches you how to maneuver through the world. I've said this before. So because you've experienced, it's become normal. So when you go into situations, you're accustomed to this being normal, because we never took the time to actually heal. We've just moved on. And so when you've gone through traumatic things in your life, whether it was a traumatic breakup, whether it was a traumatic friendship, whether it was a traumatic job loss, make sure you take the time to heal. Healing can look like praying and seeking the Lord, which I believe you should definitely do, talking to a trusted friend, getting feedback from trusted friends, seeking therapy, actually heal so that you don't go into the next situation without learning what you needed to learn from the previous situation. Another point I think you can learn from Krishan is that you owe no one, right? This young lady's desire to want to get better is probably going to offend those who have no interest in her getting better, or those who profit from her remaining dysfunctional. Because the truth is, a lot of people want to kick it with you still because you're as dysfunctional as they are. But the minute the light goes off in your head and visions and dreams start to develop for you, for them, it's an immediate threat, because in their mind, they're going to be left behind. And the truth is, they are. They are, because why? Unequally yoked doesn't just apply to romantic relationships. That applies to platonic ones too. Everything isn't beef. I have people that I don't talk to anymore, not just because there's beef. We're just in different places in life, and that's fine. And so she owes no one the old version of herself, and she's allowed to take the time each day to get better. As she stated in her most recent post, she's excited to show growth. And we need to give her the space to do that. She may even go back with Blueface, okay? But the prayer is that she understands that growth is attainable and tangible. The last thing I believe that we can learn from Krishan is you can recover. My favorite scripture, and I've said it before, is Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy of the glory that shall be revealed. And you go down to Romans 8:28. Sidebar, Romans is that book. Romans be out here like eating the girlies up. But 8:28 is, and all things are working together for the good of those that love God and that are called according to his purpose. So even all of this, even the tooth being out and putting the tooth in and taking it out to get the man back, and the substance abuse and the fighting and all of that serves a purpose. And this young lady who was introduced to God from a mother who was abused, who has experienced abuse and trauma, that was the woman who introduced her to God. Even all of those scenarios and all of that trauma serves a God-given purpose if you tap into it. And so if you find yourself in a place where it feels like I can never recover, I'm here to tell you that's a lie, that the devil is a liar. And the idea that you can't recover is just a seed that the devil is waiting for you to grow with doubt. But my prayer for you is that you speak against those thoughts of doubt and understand that you are not random, you are not a mistake, and none of this happened by accident. You have a purpose, and the purpose sometimes is rooted in pain, but trouble won't last always. Weeping may endure for that night, but joy indeed will come in the morning. I pray this blessed you. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mean Girls 1821 podcast with me, your host, Mo. Tune in each and every Friday for a fresh episode exclusively found on my YouTube channel or using the podcast app. And always remember, words have power. So whenever you speak, mean what you say and say what you mean. Take care. For tools and more resources on how to live the Mean Girls 1821 life, please visit www.meangirls1821.com.